Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcasts for Sunday, the 21st of June, 2009. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at MBC. This week we had a special all-age worship service for Father's Day. And Andy had the rather intriguing title of Yes, Yes, Yes. So we'll go and join the service as Andy's introducing it.
Why have you come here this morning? You may have come for many, many reasons. It's Father's Day, and so you may have been dragged along here by your kids. Dad, this is the only day of the year you're coming to church. It's Father's Day. Or you may be here because you're visiting family, or whatever. You may be here because you regularly come here. You may be here just because you want to come and worship God, and Father's Day is irrelevant in many ways. Whatever reason we're here for, we are here to worship God, aren't we? We're here to worship the Lord. And one of the things that Jesus said about himself, he said an amazing thing, but one of the things he said about himself is this: anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. What an amazing thing to say. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. In other words, you see what Jesus is like and you see what God is like. I read at the very beginning about how Jesus said of himself, if you see me, you see the Father. If you see me, you see what I'm like. It's amazing stuff. One of the wonderful things that we can learn about Jesus is that he got his identity from his Father, didn't he? The compass of his life was always pointing to the Father. The Father was his source. The Father was his life. When asked, "Who are you?" Jesus said, "I am my Father's Son." When asked, "What are you doing?" Jesus said, "I can only do what I see my Father doing." When asked, "Where are you going?" Jesus said, "I am going back to the Father." When asked, "What's the most important thing?" Jesus said, "To love the Father with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Jesus got his identity from his Father. And so many of us, don't we? If we're really honest, we struggle with our identity. Who am I? And so many, perhaps in here, but certainly in the world, so many of us get our identity from those around us. Our compass is not set on him, but on other things. We even get our identity from people we see on television or read about in magazines. We try and be like them. Even from a young age, we have a tendency to spend our time, don't we, trying to please people, to do what is right, that we may be accepted, that we may be loved, that we may be liked. And on this Father's Day, we need to hear again words from the beloved disciple, words from John himself. Can I have them on the screen? These just a few verses from John's first letter towards the end of the Bible. John wrote, "And now, dear children, continue in him." I thought that was absolutely lovely. That it's a reminder to us that we are in Christ. We are in God. Our identity is wrapped up, not in those around us, but in God. John says to us, continue in him. And then the next verse, virtually, he says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Should we say it together? How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. What are we? children of God. Our identity is in God. We are His children. I want to show you, we're going to play now, Brian, please, a video. And this is from YouTube. Anyone familiar with YouTube? And if you find this, if you go onto YouTube, this little clip that we are about to watch will be very familiar to many, many of you. It has been viewed over 54.25 million times. That is nearly the population of this country. This is an important video, and it moves me every time I watch it. So watch it carefully, and then I'm going to reflect on it very briefly afterwards. Thank you, Brian.
But for the next contestant, the world of showbiz seems a million miles away.
It's Paul, a mobile phone salesman from South Wales.
By day, I sell mobile phones. My dream is to spend my life doing what I feel that I was born to do.
Paul, what are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I've always wanted to sing as a career. Confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Okay, ready when you are.
Car phone warehouse, and you did that. I wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I.
This was a complete breath of fresh air. I thought you were absolutely fantastic.
You have an incredible voice. I think if you keep singing like that, you are going to be one of the favourites to win this whole competition.
I think that we've got a case of a little lump of coal here that is going to turn into a diamond.
Okay.
Moment of truth, young man. Piers.
Absolutely yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Paul? You are through to the next round.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable. I had those pimples.
You must be over the moon.
I am. A bit shocked at
home. Oh, you're really shocked.
And as Paul heads home happy, the judges think they might have found something special in Cardiff.
I like shows where somebody isn't a professional, has a talent, isn't aware of it, has a normal job, and then you see something else. Mm. I like that. Mm. And that's what that guy has.
I discovered a little gem.
Yeah.
A frog that will turn into a prince.
Yeah. But for the next contestant...
No, we won't watch it again.
Do you know, I am moved every time I watch that. I am moved, and I'd love to spend an hour on the prophet Simon Cowell, or the prophet, whatever her name is, in the middle, Amanda. You know, I think they said some amazing stuff there. And you know, as I watch that, I hear God shouting, "That is what I want my people to hear. That is what I want my people to know. That in our eyes, and in the eyes of the world, we may not feel very special. And we may not seem to be very special people. We may not have a face that might appear on the front of a glossy magazine. We may not have the voice of an angel. And we think we may not be able to do very much. But as we stand before God, we have three judges. And as you come before him this morning, as you present yourself to him, as you stand before the Father, he would say yes. As you stand before the Son, he would say yes. And as you stand before the Holy Spirit, he would say yes. You have three yeses. You're through to the next round. Remember, God does not look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. One of the things Paul Potts said, which I find so moving, is that he says, "Well, I sell phones during the day, but I really want to do that which I was born to do." God sees beneath the external. Jesus sees through the superficial, the shell of our lives, the outward appearance of our lives. And he sees the real you. And he sees the real me. He sees the person he made us to be. And his verdict of you and of me, and indeed of those around the world and in our own community today, his verdict is yes, I love you. Yes, I made you. Yes, I gave my life for you. To deny that we are any good is a denial that we are children of God, made in his image. For he is wanting to make us into what he made us to be. That we can do what we were born to do. May the love of God and the word of God impact your heart and your mind and your spirit this morning. For as you stand before God, whatever we've done, whatever we like, he says, yes, yes. Will you listen to his voice today? Will you take your bearings, not from those around you or what you see on TV, but will you take your bearings from the Father? I got a great Father's Day card this morning. Fantastic. I'm not going to read you all of it. This is what Ellen wrote for me. It's hilarious. It's brilliant. She writes about the things that she likes and the things that she doesn't like. She does say, I've been told to write something I love about you. And I'm actually finding it quite hard. She's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. It's a struggle. Anyway, then she said, I'm not going to embarrass her, but she says this. I did I did ask her permission, but she wrote this. She says, actually, I guess you are quite cool. But thank goodness most of my genes are from Mum. To which we all say, amen. Brothers and sisters, know this. If you are born of God, your genes are of God's. Your DNA is not made up from the world, but your DNA, the very fabric of who you are, has been given to you by God. For if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. In Christ, the Father says to you this morning, yes, yes, yes. This is love, not that we first love God, but that He first loved us. And God has lavished His love upon us, that we may be called children of God, for that is what we are. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen.
If you'd like to leave a comment about the service, please do so over at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And of course, the website's also the place you can find out what's happening here at Minehead Baptist Church. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed, and I'll speak to you soon.